Theo, what's going through your head headed into senior day and the last ride at Neyland?
You know, it's like bittersweet. You know, like, been here a while, so, you know, I'm obviously, you know, like, I've enjoyed my time, you know, but also I feel like that, you know, I haven't done enough still. So I feel like, I mean, running through the tee the last time is going to be fun, but it's also going to be a little bit of emotion. So it'll be all right.
Theo, how grateful are you that you made that, or happy are you that you made that decision to come back? Because I know that there's still games to finish this season, and it's not like it's been an undefeated season.
Right.
But just, you know, you're able to have fans in the stadium, the team got better, you know, you played better. How happy are you that things fell the way they did?
Right now, man, I'm just really happy that I came back. Like, you know, like, after the last game of the season last year, I kind of made up my mind, you know, like, I wasn't finished here. So I just, you know, made it up to my teammates, you know, told them that I was coming back, and, you know, that we're going to go to work. So honestly, in my heart, I know I made the best decision.
Hey, Theo, what will you miss most about Neyland?
Oh, the crazy fans, man. They're, man, like, when we're, you know, going, the defense is doing what we do, man, they're going crazy. Like, and then, like, the smiles on their faces. Love it, man. Then once we go to the sideline, you know, we can hear them since we're sitting so close. Like, they're doing nothing but, like, supporting us from afar. So it's really just the fans is what I'll miss.
Theo, two quick questions. One, the play you made out on the side, the quick pass where you were fighting off a block and then made that play right away. Mm-hmm. What was going through your mind? Take us through that play. Number two, Thursday's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for this holiday season?
First one. Actually, no, we're going to start with the second one. You know, I'm just thankful for, you know, family, man, because, you know, everybody has someone, you know, so I'm just thankful for, you know, the people that I have in my life, you know, thankful for this university, you know, because without that, I wouldn't even be here, you know. So then the first question, I kind of knew the play was coming because, you know, as you all know, I watch a lot of film. So, you know, once I seen that, you know, the guy who was trying to block me wasn't eligible, you know, then the other guy I knew he was running the bubble, so I just had to, you know, beat him and, you know, make a good play.
Theo, you obviously came out the gates this season on fire, but what do you feel like you've improved on the most as the season's gone along?
I mean, really just like the play recognition, just, you know, trusting what I seen on film and really just going out there, having fun and playing, like, because, you know, the things you see from the first game to now, you know, they're obviously true. So it's just really believing in what I see.
Yeah, this is probably the best football you've played in your career. What would you attribute that to? Your tackles for loss, pass breakups, all those things are really up from earlier in your career. Why do you think that's been the case for you this season?
Really just, you know, just playing more physical. And using my hands, Martinez does a great job of, like, teaching us different techniques on how to beat blocks, or, you know, just really just like tackling better and all that. So I just took everything that he's taught me, and I'm just going out there and applying it.
You said you've been watching a lot of film. How much film would you estimate you watch a day, a week?
Oh, a day. You know, I have a lot of free time during the day after practice, so that's about, you know, 3-4 hours.
Is that more than you probably have more free time now, right? Because of school. So is that just something you, what kind of made you determine that that's how you were going to sort of change your preparation this year?
I mean, given that, you know, it was my last year, so I knew I had to do something different than what I've did the past couple of years. So I just feel like bumping it up in that area kind of, you know, made me play a little bit better this year.
Theo, obviously everyone knows where you're from. What's this game, Vanderbilt? What's this mean to you? And how important is it for y'all to, you know, there's been so many good vibes this season, and there's not many ways to maybe ruin it, but playing badly Saturday might do that. Does that keep y'all sharp?
I mean, this game means a lot, you know, because I'm like 10 minutes away from the stadium. So it means a lot because, you know, past couple of years, my first 2 years here, we didn't win. And then when I went home, you know, all of my friends, you know, they let me have it. So, you know, so this game is like personal to me. You know, I just want to come out on top in this game. One, you know, for the team, and two, you know, because that's just like my hometown college. So, and I just want to be able to beat them. But as far as the team goes, you know, we're not treating them as any lesser opponent. We're just going in there, you know, doing what we do.
A couple things. you knew the game that you guys were on the field 102 plays on defense, and you said you played all 102 of those snaps. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many snaps you've played this season?
Got to be in the upper, 800s, 900s.
And defensively, you guys have talked about since the start of the year how the defense is a little simpler so you guys can play fast. Have there been any additions, wrinkles, new blitzes, things like that, that you guys have added? Or has it been more about just executing better the things that you guys worked on earlier in the year?
We got some wrinkles in there, but they're based off plays that we already know. So it's still simple for us, and then it's like easy for us to run. So I just feel like we're just out there, playing fast, and I don't know, we're just out there having fun. When a defense is having fun, it makes the game a little bit easier.
Yeah, Theo, I know. Excuse me, in your career, you've always prepared, but you talked about watching extra tape. Was there a game early in the year where you were like, man, I know everything that's coming, and that even drove you further to watching more tape? Was there kind of a moment there where your preparation really hit you?
Oh, I can say that for the first two games. The one against Bowling Green, all those TFLs that I had, I knew those were coming. Then Pitt, I watched a lot of tape on them because they were always a good team. So and then they had a good quarterback, so I know I had to watch extra films, to get a beat on him.
So what does it feel like when you're lined up and you're like, I know exactly what's coming right now? What does that feel like?
Confidence just through the roof, So, and then I can alert other, teammates of what's coming. And then we can all play fast and really just like handle the play well.
Theo, now that it's had 3 days to resonate and you're a senior on this team, what does it feel like to be bowl eligible?
Oh, it's just like, weight lifted up off our shoulders, because obviously coming in, we're we're just going to go in every game, win, and plan on winning. So just knowing that we've gotten that sixth win to be bowl eligible, we're trying to, finish out the season the right way so we can get like a better bowl. A
couple things on you watching tape. It's one thing to put in the hours, but how much better are you at knowing what you're watching so you get the most out of it?
That's just me asking questions with Martinez, because he gives us small hints too. So I'll ask him, what do I look for here? What do I look for there? And then he'll tell me. Then I go out on my own and do it. So just having those small like things in everybody's game that I can see, it kind of gives me the leg up.
And your willingness to watch all the tape, how contagious has that been with your teammates and being able to bring some of them in to do similar things?
It's very contagious because, obviously I've been playing well. So, and then they ask me, how do I play so well? And I just, I tell them, I watch film and then I go out and practice and execute it. And then, and now they're starting to do it. And then he's starting to do it. And then it just spreads throughout the defense.
Theo, you've now had the opportunity to play for, I guess, three coaching staffs here. And what do you, assuming most of this staff sort of stays in place here, what kind of things do you think are possible here? And I know a lot of that will come down to the players, obviously, in the way they perform on Saturdays, but what do you think about the potential future of the place?
Obviously, this place is going in the right direction right now. Just being bowl eligible and Coach Hype's first year is big. So it's really he's turned this program around. He's got it going in the right direction. But honestly, this year has been more on the leaders to lead, and then that's what's been driving our success. Because on defense, we have a couple leaders keeping everybody upbeat. If we get scored on, we don't flinch. We don't do anything. We just go out the next drive and execute. And then on offense, they have the same type of mindset. So I just feel like Coach Hype, he'll tell us what to do and all that, and lead us. But we're also leading the team ourselves too.
As a senior in this team, just knowing what you have been through over the past few years, how important is it to you, or has it been to you and the other seniors on this team, to get things back on the right track this year? Is that something that was discussed this year or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, we've all talked about it, because we want to leave the place better than what we had found it. So just us going out on the right note was just the goal for the season.
Theo, quarterback scrambling on third downs and whatnot have given y'all issues at times this year. Mike Wright, the Vandy quarterback, can get out and run. Just what's going to be key for y'all not allowing him to get out and run around and pick up some first downs?
I mean, we got a couple things in place to keep him in the pocket. And plus, we know, you know, a couple formations and plays where he likes to run the ball. So, I mean, really just staying in pass rush lanes. You know, if somebody's coming off the edge, stay on the edge. Really just like small things just to keep him in the pocket. And make him beat us with his arm.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.